But I want to get your take on this situation with BART, the stations in San Francisco, shutting down people's cell phones because of any disruption. I guess these officials have seen what has been happening with social networking in the Middle East. They didn't want it to happen here, huh?
Well, this has turned into a real mess for BART. You got to remember, BART's a governmental agency.
That's right.
And automatically, once the government is involved, you invoke First Amendment issues, because that's what the First Amendment specifically relates to, is government prohibitions on speech, controls on speech. Now, in this case, there wasn't even a demonstration. BART thought there might be a demonstration, so they proactively cut the cell phone service, and apparently they didn't bother to check first with the carriers who operated those relays and repeaters, because it wasn't BART who installed those, it was Sprint and AT&T and T-Mobile and those guys. So a lot of people are upset. I think what we've seen happening now is officials are reflexively assuming that if they cut off people's cell phones, they can control demonstrations. We have Cameron, the UK Prime Minister, who is right now talking about censoring social media because
of those riots.
The riots that occurred in England. On the other hand, it's kind of ironic, because when officials in Egypt, we recall the recent uprisings in Egypt, said that they were cutting off internet and cell phone service there for public safety reasons, that was their explanation, the U.S. government and governments around the world said, you can't do that. And in fact, the U.S. government and some private organizations have been working on little suitcase devices that could be brought into other countries to provide instant cell phone networks and instant internet networks to help protesters. So it turns into a kind of thorny situation.
And the FCC, I think, is going to look into this BART situation, aren't they?
Yeah, the FCC has said they're going to investigate this. And one other thing I think is really worth noting, that demonstrations and protests don't need cell phones to occur. I mean, think about Chicago Democratic Convention in 68, or the little uprising that occurred in Moscow in 1917. None of those people had cell phones. So what you have is a situation where officials somehow kind of think they can control demonstrations now by stopping cell phones, but in reality the protests can still go on. People have other ways to organize. But what you can risk is cutting off the ability of legitimate users for other reasons. The doctor who needs to get the phone call, the person who's expecting a call from the babysitter when the child is sick, all the other causes, other reasons that people use cell phones are affected when a official organization decides they're just going to arbitrarily cut off cell phone access. I think BART basically bit off more than they really can chew on this one.